Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Elena had a chat with Councillor Shane Henderson about the welfare options being offered by Council during this lockdown and the effect of the lockdown on the public finances of Auckland Council.
So last time round with lockdown last year, the government provided relief in the form of rent freezes, the mortgage repayment holiday scheme and the business finance guarantee scheme, and landlords couldn't terminate tenancies during last lockdown, but now they can. Obviously this falls under the jurisdiction of central government rather than Auckland Council, but I find this interesting in the face of at least Auckland probably facing a much longer lockdown. We'll find out today, I believe. Since these financial reprieves aren't available this time round, what other welfare support and services are the council making available and is under their jurisdiction?
Yeah, look, I'm not aware of the government's books, but I think we should be actually kind of looking at what we can do to help, particularly our most vulnerable, in a lockdown that it looks like it could be a long one potentially. Delta is still going. We had 68 cases today at time of recording and yesterday, so it's a big one. But in terms of what council can do, well, one of the things that we can do is we can basically, if you're having struggle with your rates, then we can talk to you about it. I think that's the most important thing, and there's a bunch of different options there to help you out. So yeah, if you're struggling to pay your rates, then probably give us a call at 301 0101. One of the things we can do is there's a rate rebate scheme. So if you're on a low income, then you can apply to have some of your rates wiped, essentially. There's also a rates postponement scheme saying, look, it's a bit of a struggle now, but when I get back to work, then I'll be able to pay my rates just normal. And I think that's particularly useful for people like contractors or tradies working at the moment but will be picking up work after the lockdown. So there's a couple of different things that council can do in terms of your rates, and that's one of the bigger issues for us. In terms of your rubbish, we're still doing rubbish collection as well. We're asking you, if you do have bin tags, to put those bin tags on, but my understanding is they won't be collected, so that'll be a very small little bit of a saving as the weeks go on. That's kind of a couple of things that I'd suggest.
By rates, do you mean rates that you're paying on your house?
Property rates, yeah.
Right. Would that apply to renters, or is this just for people who own houses?
Well, yeah, it applies for people that are direct rate payers, so people that own houses or people that are landlords, I guess. In terms of renters, I think, look, this is a situation where central government needs to be stepping in on some of those situations. Yeah, because there's very little that council can do in terms of the tools that we have available. We deal sort of more directly with people that actually sort of pay the rates bill. Although at the same time, look, if we're giving rates relief to people and rates postponements and things like that, maybe we'd encourage landlords to kind of have a discussion with their tenants and see how they're going as well.
Right, so basically my landlord's getting a break, but I'm not.
Yeah, I think it's something that maybe we need to look at, I think.
Yeah. And what do you mean by bin tags? I've actually never heard of that.
Right, so for Auckland and the North Shore, so about half the city, then you pay as you throw directly. So basically when you put your bin out, then you put your tag on, and you actually pay a different charge for that, and that gets ripped off when the rubbish man comes and picks it up. So because of the COVID restrictions on level 4, we obviously don't want our rubbish collectors to be sort of touching a bunch of tags all day, and that could be something serious. So yeah, we're asking you to put them on so that we can collect them, but I believe the tags are being left on the bins.
So Auckland Council is providing some relief in terms of rates, but what's actually been the impact of lockdown on the public finances of council?
In the previous level 4 lockdown, Auckland Council lost approximately $750 million of revenue. And, you know, that is our public purse, that's our money, that's a very serious thing. And basically just a really brief explanation of that is because basically how the city is funded and what it does in your parks and your libraries and et cetera, right? Only half of that comes from actually property rates, so people paying the rates on their houses. Approximately the other half comes from user charges, so stuff like when you pay to go to the pools, when you pay to use the buses, when you pay to use community facilities and hire them out, that kind of stuff, right? That's all charged, and that all helps pay about half of the city's finances, which is a great way to keep rates down. But when the whole city locks down and no one is hiring community facilities, then that obviously is a big issue for us. And again, look, we're looking at more impacts on our finances as a result of the lockdown. We're still kind of figuring out the figures and how the impacts are going to be. And as we learn more about how far we're locked down, we're going to get a much clearer picture. But what I can say for Aucklanders that might be concerned about that and concerned about their services, I can say that, you know, we came through level 4 last time and the resulting kind of 18 months are a lot better than we were expecting. And we have built contingencies in the bank for this kind of event. So we're going to find out more about the impacts later, but I would just at this stage not be worried about it. And also the last thing I'd say, the last thing, is that councillors are really keen to protect the services that we all rely on and enjoy, especially after lockdown, where it's going to be more important than ever.
Right, yeah, it must be taking quite a hit considering you're doing rates rebates and you can't have any of the income from user charges.
That's right, yeah.
But that's
right.
Something we won't really be able to see the effect of until later.
Yeah, I think we'll know more in maybe about a week or so, I'd say, just as a bit of a guess. But, you know, as we know how long the lockdown might be, that's when we can kind of sharpen our pencils and have a bit of a look. Because the other major thing is we also rely on dividends from our airport shares or an income from the ports. And again, they can be affected as well. And so, yeah, again, we're sort of hit on all sides by different user charges and different things when you lock down a city. But, you know, I think we're feeling confident and positive at the moment, and we'll find out a bit more in the coming weeks.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.